You're tuned in Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
Hey, what's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. With Harvest Group Institute. We are here in the studio, Praise 107.9, having a good time. We're here with our producer and person that makes sure everything goes well, Miss Melinda Rackley.
Hey, y'all.
And then the famous and most funny comedian ever.
I received it.
Miss Tiffany
Pineda.
Say hello. Well, I guess you did.
Hi, everyone.
And so anyways, we're here just going over what we always go over, finances and money things and things that we need to deal with. And real quick, guys, this segment is brought to you by, of course, Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company, and our goal is to help people understand how to have and enjoy life. And so what we do is really partner with you to help you accomplish anything that need to be accomplished, coaching, counseling, finances, any of that stuff. We do a lot of seminars, a lot of workshops, very big into education. And then we also have Rack City Inspiration. Miss Melinda, anything that you have in your head, in your mind, in your heart, anything that you've ever written down that you may want to publish, she can help you get it out. She can help you get it out well. One of the best writers and only writers that I know that write for a living. and again, Miss Tiffany Pineda, her comedy, we're working on some things. She'll have a comedy special coming out. She'll have a book done. And hopefully we can set up a small tour. And so anyways, then we also have Kids in Capes. They are a new sponsor. And what they do is really work with children. They're big into making sure kids are safe from childhood sexual abuse, bullying, illegal drug use, any of that stuff, man. Just young people and their safety is one of the most important things. And if you want to help these guys with their mission, go to kidsincapesinc.org, and what they can use is volunteers. They can use money. They can use all the help that you can give them. And so if you love children, go to kidsincapesinc.org and help them out. And then First Command Financial. First Command Financial has been a partner with Harvest Group Institute for the last 5 or 6 years. They've been sponsoring events that we do. And what they do is help you get your retirement under control, help you take serious what you're trying to accomplish. And it doesn't matter if it's a little bit of money or a lot of money, you got to secure your future. You can call them at 904-269-8772. Reach out to Mr. Nick Poe. He is the gentleman that's been helping us and sponsoring our events and working with us. And I can tell you they have helped hundreds and hundreds of people that have come through our seminars. They have been phenomenal. They love people, and they love helping people get their stuff in order. So anyways, we want to get it moving. So at the end of the day, guys, you know, the name of our company or this show is to finance your future. And I think people don't really take that serious. And so I wanted to just really talk about it from a different perspective. Actually, Nick Poole, First Command Financial, we had a Bible conference the other day, last Saturday?
Yes.
And he shared a unique perception and perspective, and I thought it was phenomenal. And he talked about it from a perspective of love. And it was so awesome when he talked about money from a place of love. It was like you saw light bulbs going off in the people, and it was amazing. And so love equals taking action. Mm. You know, and you know, we got all these, you know, romantic concepts about love and stuff like that, and I love all of that. Like I'm a real sensitive person. I love those.
But real love is getting an insurance policy and putting me as the beneficiary.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yes. And so that's what I said. Love is taking action. It's doing something. And I remember when I was little, my dad used to always say, I thought about it. And I'm not saying he doesn't love us. That's not what I'm saying. But when you look at your family and you say, I do love them. And what Nick was saying was when people come to him and sit down in his office and they're getting their finances in order, they're creating their strategies to make sure people are taken care of. And he asked them, well, what's your motivation? You know, why do you want to do this? what's got you in here today? And he says 90% of the time what the person says is, I just want to make sure my wife is okay if something happens to me. I just want to make sure that my children are good to go if something happens to me. I just want to leave something to the grandkids, you know. And I was like, wow, man, I never saw it from that perspective, that it's love, you know, that should be driving you to make better choices with your money. And, you know, perfect love casts out all fear, you know. And so everybody screams about what they're afraid of and what they're scared to do financially, but you can't let that stop you. And so, you know, so I wrote down a few things that I want to talk about. And KPI, KPIs are key performance indicators. You know, every family should have that. And they'll vary from home to home. But you should always have key performance indicators, things that are letting you know if we're doing it or not. You know, so we don't think we're winning, but we're not winning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you got to have these key performance indicators. And if you don't, you know, it's interesting. Most people, I was talking with a guy, a friend of mine, his name's Dan. And we were talking about his wife's parents, who lived a very comfortable life, you know, middle class Americans, you know, six figure income, and they retired. And 10 years into their retirement, they're selling their house. They got to downsize because they didn't do anything to secure their retirement, to secure their future. And I was telling them, the interesting thing is people don't take that serious, mm-hmm. you know, because we're not taught it. You know, we're not really taught it. We're only taught two options, that save money and get a second job. And those really are the only two options that most of us know. And I watch a family get into buying and it's, I'll just go get another job. And we got to make sure we're saving, make sure we're saving, make sure we're saving. And I hear story after story after story where people, they live a comfortable middle class life. But when they retired, the whole world started to end on them. They had to sell the car. They had to downsize the house. They had to get in a condo. They had to go get a little job as a 65-year-old person. They can't go to the doctor like they want to because they did not make sure that their retirement, that their life would be taken care of financially.
When do you discuss key performance indicators? Is it before you get married, after you get married?
Well, if you're not married, it should be way before. I think it should be four. You got to do your thing.
So I just want to remind you all, if you're listening in, please give us a call. The number is 904-296-2251. Again, that is 904-296-2251. We would love to hear from you and give you some advice or feedback, or even if you want to tell us we have no idea what we're talking about, please just give us a call in today. Yeah. We want to hear from you. And again, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Let's connect today. Our website is www.harvestgroupinstitute.com, or you can give us a call at 904-533-6151. And again, we want to acknowledge our new sponsors, Kids in Capes, Inc. And they are a nonprofit organization helping keep your kids safe and giving you resources that you need to make sure that that also happens. In addition to First Command Financial, please contact Mr. Nick Poe, 904-269-8772. Again, Harvest Group Institute, we want to talk with you. Give us a call here at the radio station today if you like what we're talking about or if you have any questions, 904-296-2251.
Awesome. So yeah, you should discuss the key performance indicators, I think, before you get married, and not just, you know, budgeting, but what is it that you do to make sure that you're on track? What is it that you do to make sure things are going well? And what options do we have? We had a guest in here a little while ago, and she said that even though she has the money to pay her bills, she always pays pieces of it. Mm. And she said, the reason is, though, she said, because I watched my mama do that. She said, that's what I learned. You don't pay the whole bill. You just pay some on it. And again, because that's what she grew up in, that's what she saw, that's what she learned, even though she had enough money to pay the bill. Yeah. And so, and that's what I mean when I say, if you don't sit down and say, okay, are there any indicators here that I'm doing things the right way? You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's important to talk about it before you get married, too. Because if you think that, you know, my spiritual dad talks about, you know, the household he came from, it was like, well, we can't afford to pay the bills. We might as well have a party and get some pizza and just blow all the money.
Okay.
Where his wife came from, we can't afford to pay all the bills, we better go on lockdown and eat ramen noodles and don't do nothing until everything gets done. So two people with two different concepts of how to navigate, finances and how to navigate what's going on, when there is not enough money, And so that's why you should talk about these things to determine what are going to be our options and how we're going to live. And so, again, you got to have more than two options. Saving money is a good option, but it's not enough. And I'll talk about that a little bit later on. So debt to income ratio. And I want you guys to listen, to really be listening, like ask yourself, call in and ask questions, like really, like listen to me. Do you know what your debt to income ratio is? And you should. If you don't know how much money it takes for your house to run, and if you don't know how much money is coming in, for the most part, to the letter, how are you determining what you need to be doing financially? You must know your debt to income ratio. It's extremely important. If you don't know that, you can't start doing anything. How are you going to start saving? How are you going to start investing? How are you going to start looking at what you should be spending and what you shouldn't? Because you don't know what's coming and what's going. And if you don't know what's coming and what's going, how are you going to do it? How are you going to how are you going to create what's necessary to do what you need to do? It's like throwing a dart at no board. You're not going to hit nothing. You know what I'm saying? And so, and people think, well, I'll accidentally become financially independent. But they don't happen accidentally.
Well, if you do a praise dance, and Pastor say, if you plant a seed, if you plant a seed, if you got a need. And so, if that's working for you, I'd also like for you to call in, because we want to know that that actually has worked for somebody.
Yeah.
Instead of the portion that you have for your light bill, you gave it to Pastor, and your lights are still on. If you could please call us, not in the dark, and let us know how that's working.
Right. But that's so crazy, because I try to tell people, like, you can't just quote unquote expect a miracle and be living frivolously financially. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. Everything about who God is and how God is, He is all about order and responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so this teaching that we get a lot of times, that it's just going to turn over. I'll say this, the Bible says, my God shall supply my needs according to His riches and glory.
All my needs. Yeah.
And then there's also verses that talk about prosperity, though. Mm-hmm. Having enough, having abundance, having more than enough, generational wealth and riches. Mm-hmm. And so when you do just rely on the miracle portion, that's my God shall supply all of my needs. But we're not supposed to live there. You shouldn't need a miracle every single month. When are you going to sit down and say, babe, what do we need to do to make sure we're not struggling tomorrow?
I have to change my voice when I answer the phone. Yeah, this is Mike. Tiffany's not here.
I know, I do. I always act like a girl. Hello. for that bill collector, and I decided I don't want to have to need a miracle for everything I'm doing. Joseph, when are you going to get it under control? When are you going to spend what needs to be spent? When are you going to not spend what you shouldn't be spending? When are you going to, so you can wake up one day and have enough. So when God puts it on your heart to be a blessing to somebody, you can actually be a blessing to somebody. That's the place we're supposed to live in. Not that I need a miracle. Let's do a rain dance and hope something happens. So again, our options cannot just be, foolishness.
You can't live in the overflow by accident. There's got to be a plan.
Absolutely. And that's the truth. It's not by accident. They even say, if you look up lottery winners, you can look it up. You can see it. Mm-hmm. The average lottery winner are in more debt than what they were in before they won the lottery. Because you can't just give a man who is in poverty in his heart $1 million and expect him to make quality decisions with that money. Nothing about him showed you that he would make quality decisions with his money. And so you give a guy that knows nothing about money
more money,
more money, and all it does is create more trouble, more problems. And so, debt to income ratio. If you don't know your debt to income ratio, you should know all of the names of the basketball team that you love so much. If you don't know your debt to income ratio, you should know every word to the song that's your favorite song. Because at the end of the day, that information doesn't do anything for you. But the information that you need is, what's coming in, what's going out, so we can decide where we are. And can figure out what we need to do next.
Debt is a four-letter word, too. So yeah. I don't like that word. We're operating in lack. which is another four-letter
right.
word.
Right, and that's it right there. You know, and it's so funny. Middle class, they say that the poor people buy a bunch of junk. And they say that the middle class people buy a bunch of debt, you know, and then wealthy people buy assets, and debt can make you feel like you're at a lifestyle that you're not. Yes. Debt can make you feel like you are, that you're winning, but you're not, you know. And so debt is not supposed to be there to finance your stardom, you know.
And that's what a lot of stars want to do. They want to get money so they can buy their parents a home. And I always thought it was really interesting that that's like one of the number one things people want to do. I want to buy my mom a home. I want to buy my dad a home when I get older. You say it as the mom, but my parents already have that. So mm-hmm. that level of thought process is really interesting for me to even fathom that your parents don't already have a home.
Right, right. And that's a sad thing.
Again, for anyone who is just tuning in, we want to welcome you to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and invite you to give us a call. The number is 296-2251. And if you're just tuning in, I'll do a quick review for you. Please, please, please know your key performance indicators. Evaluate your finances and your spending habits, and then know your pockets inside out by knowing your debt to income ratio. How much is coming in? How much is going out every single month? We want to also remind you that overflow is no accident, and taking care of business is indeed a love thing. Love yourself, love your life, and love your family enough to know your finances. Again, the number that you can call in here is 904-296-2251.
Man, your voice is awesome on the radio.
It is. I want to call it. Right. That's because the lady on the
right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, guys, give us a call here, 904-296-2251. So your debt to income ratio, that's the place you got to start there. Next doesn't have to be in this order, but I have on the list life insurance. You got to have your insurances in place. You can get away, you know, without flood insurance because your house might not flood. You know, you can get away without, you're not supposed to, but people get away. They ride dirty all the time. You can get away with maybe without car insurance because you might not have an accident. But you cannot get away with life insurance. You will die.
What about GoFundMe?
No. Nope. That's no. not a life insurance policy.
or PayPal or Cash App. Those
right.
are not.
That, you know, yeah, GoFundMe was not intended to bury your people.
Yeah.
You got to have some life insurance. If you are a married man especially and you have a family, you know, again, love says, baby, I want to make sure you're taken care of. I want to make sure this house is taken care of and it's not lost. I want to make sure that the vehicles are taken care of and it's not lost. I want to make sure that you don't miss a beat for living your life.
Because even though you're worried about or you've lost me and you're mourning, I don't want you to mourn about finances.
Right. You already, that's good. You already lost me and you're mourning. Now you're worried about money. You're worried about what you're going to do. I was speaking at an event and an older lady came up to me. She said, what you're saying is right, Joseph. She said, because my husband died. We wasn't expecting him to die. And she said, but he took care of me. He had everything in order. When he passed away, I didn't have to do nothing. The house got paid off. The cars got paid off. She said, and now I just travel and I live because my husband made good sound decisions financially to make sure that I was taken care of. And that is love. You got to have your life insurance in place. And don't let it, and it's interesting, you know, how people talk about don't jinx it, you know, stuff like that. And it's not that. Like, you know, if you can afford it, you know, you should have life insurance on the family. You know what I'm saying?
And the sooner you start it, the cheaper it is.
The sooner you start it, the cheaper it is. And I'll tell you this, I'm getting a life insurance policy on my 1 year old. It is not that expensive. And it, you know, God forbid something happens, but then it's covered. And if nothing does happen and he lives to be 110, I can transfer over that policy to him. And now it's got a huge cash value. It's been sitting on low cook for the last 20 years, compound interest. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not about bad luck or I don't want to talk about this or I don't want to think about it. It's making good sound quality.
Well, people don't walk around without shoes saying if I wear shoes, then I might get a nail in my foot. So I have to walk around with no shoes on. I mean, if
right,
you flip that line,
right.
It makes no sense. Or if you say, well, I'm not going to... I'm not going to wear my seatbelt because if I wear my seatbelt, that's a waste.
What if I have a car accident?
If I have a car accident.
Right.
So, no,
right.
Be logical in your sensibilities.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, seatbelts, I'm learning to wear mine more often.
Oh, my God.
I got a friend of mine that's always like, hey, I hear the ding ding. And I was like, all right, I put my seatbelt on.
Again, I want to remind you, if you are listening in, put on your seatbelt and give us a call. The number is 904-296-2251. We want to hear from you. Let us know how you have taken care of your family by getting life insurance, or if you have questions. I know this can be something that we don't talk about a lot in our community. So if you have questions about life insurance or what to do, where to start, please give us a call so that we can help you. This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. We want to connect with you. Visit our website, www.harvestgroupinstitute.com.
What about the other one?
Yes. And we do also have two additional sponsors, Kids in Capes. Let them help you keep your family safe. They are a resource, a nonprofit organization that is phenomenal. A lot of tools that can help you make sure that you're keeping your family safe. And First Command Financial. Please give Mr. Nick Poe a call. And that number to call him is 904-269-8772. And that's a great resource for you if you want to learn how you can get your money in order.
Right.
He can sit down with you, help you figure out your debt to income ratio. So it's really good resource for you if you're kind of needing to know information about that. And then we're going to go back into talking about insuring your life and covering your kids and being logical by getting this life insurance.
Yes. So yeah, you got to get insurance. You got to be covered. You got to get insurance. If you love your family, and again, men, like that is love for your wife. You know, you say you're in love with her, then make sure she's taken care of. Get your life insurance. And then I put assets and investments. And I want you to think about this. An asset, people don't know what an asset is. A liability is something that costs you money. Mm-hmm. So a liability is something that you purchase or something that you have that costs money to have it. An asset is something that you purchase or something that you have that makes you money, that earns you money. And a lot of people think that they got the asset game covered because they purchased a home. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I know that traditional economics teaches you that your house is your biggest asset, but that is just not true. The house that you live in is a liability. It costs you money to live there. It costs you interest, and they're changing some of the laws, some of the taxes, as your ability to even write off the interest on your house. And if you didn't know that, that's my point. You need to keep up with what's happening financially, so you can't even really write that off anymore. So the house that you live in, it costs money to live in it. Your mortgage, it costs you interest to have that money to live in it. It costs you taxes. It costs you upkeep and maintenance. The house that you live in is not an asset. It doesn't earn you money. And for the ones who are listening saying, but what about the fact that not just that yet. Mm-hmm. What about, they say, well, the equity in my house. And that's a good thought. The equity in your house, it can build up some equity. But at the end of the day, the average American takes away that equity and uses it. And now the house doesn't have any equity in it anymore.
They have a second mortgage, a line of credit on the house.
Absolutely. And that's my point. And if you're going to cry, if you're going to shout out about the equity, what's the point in having an equity in the house if you don't know what to do with it to make it benefit you? Most people don't leave it in the house. And if you leave it in the house, why leave it in the house? What is it doing for you when you can't pay the bill still? Do you see what I'm saying? So just saying, well, what about the equity? Yeah, what about the equity? What are you doing with it? So the house that you live in is not it's not an asset. It's a liability. If you rent out a house, now it becomes an asset. So, again, the definition of asset is something that you have, something that you own that makes you more money. And so I want you to really think about it. Like, seriously think about it. I think about it in me all the time. What do I own that makes me money? What do I own that earns me money?
My children. I pimp them out. The little one stands on the corner, and he's so cute. People just give him money. My biggest son is, he's just large and kind of intimidating. And so when people look at him, they just throw money at him and run. So they are really beneficial to my life.
I tell people all the time. I tell my boys, I say, I had you because I didn't want to cut the grass.
Oh, wow.
Free labor. Wow.
So it's not an asset until it makes you money. And it's not an investment until you put money into it. Give us a call, 904-296-2251. Let's continue on talking about these assets and liabilities.
So what do you own that's making you money? Mm-hmm. And stop and think about it right now. You're driving down the street, you're at the house, you're listening, whatever. Stop. Take a moment. Meditate on it. What do you own that's making you money? And if the answer is nothing, then my question is, what are you really spending your money on? And if you don't own any assets, you're not spending your money in a way that shows that you can be productive. And why I say that is, you've heard me talk about the parable where he talks about, he said, a man went away and left one guy with five talents, left one guy with two talents, left one guy with one talent. And that talent is money. And so when he came back, he said, the one who had, he left with five, he earned five. He made that five into more five. Mm-hmm. So he flipped his, basically. Mm-hmm. And then the guy who left two talents to, he came back and he didn't have two anymore. He had four now. Mm-hmm. He flipped his. And the interesting thing is, it said this. He left the talents to the men according to their several ability. So what he means is, I knew what you were capable of before I put the money in your hands. Mm-hmm. So he left them five talents according to their ability to handle that money. Mm-hmm. And so God doesn't give you what you can't handle, you know, financially anyways. And I'm not talking about, he gave your kid cancer because he knew you can handle it. That's religious foolishness. I'm not talking about that.
Right.
We're talking about money. So he gave the man the money based on their ability to handle it. So the one he gave five produced five. The one he gave two produced two. And the one he produced, the one he gave one to, though, the one he gave one to said, hey, look, I was scared. I know that you are a guy that reaps where you don't sow. And I know you are hard and austere man. And I was afraid to lose the money. And I think about people right now. Mm-hmm. They don't want to invest their money because they're afraid to lose it. And so this guy said he hid it in the ground. And he said, you could at least did something with it to make a little bit of interest on it. You know, got a little bit of usury out of it. And then he called that man wicked. And nobody wants to talk about, that's a strong word. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that God expects you to take the money that he gives you and turn it into more money. He expects you to know how to buy assets. He expects you to know how to have something that turns your money into something more. He expects it.
Because anything stagnant is dead.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. And so I look at that. So, okay, we know that wicked is stealing, robbing, cheating, you know, all that other stuff. But no, he also said the fact that you did not take what I gave you and turn it into more. He called that guy wicked.
That goes back to what you said last week about money being currency and it flowing.
Yes.
And so you've actually blocked that flow of what he's giving you to make growth.
Exactly. It's supposed to go do stuff and bring more money in. It's supposed, I remember I do a lot of Shark Tank. I like Shark Tank a lot. And the little bald-headed dude they call Mr. Wonderful or whatever, he said, and I like the way he did, he said, I don't care nothing about what your business is. He said, all I want to know is, am I going to send my little dollars marching out of my pocket, and when they come back, they're going to come back with some buddies. And I love the way he put it because I can see that in my head. The money goes out. And it comes back like the current does. It goes out, and when it comes back with more. And that's what the guy with five talents. He made it come back with more. The guy with two talents, but not the guy with one talent. And so, what? So, guys, really think about it and pay attention to it, and determine if you know, does your money make you money? Do you own things that make you money? Are you spending money on stuff that's going to create more wealth for you? You know what I'm saying? So you got to do that. You got to do that. And one last time, I'll give a shout out. Harvest Group Institute, give us a call at the office, 904-533-6154. We can help you do whatever you're trying to do.
Make it a circle, though. They can help you by sending money to Cash App for Harvest Group.
Okay,
let them plant a seed and make us grow.
Yeah, amen.
Don't rob them of the opportunity.
If
this blesses you guys, seriously, yeah, we're looking to go to an hour and really start doing some cool stuff for you guys. And so we would like for you to, you know, sow into us so we can do this. Our Cash App is $Harvest Group. That's $Harvest Group. And you can reach out at 904, like I said, 533-6154, and we can figure out a way for you to give. And we're going to be talking about next week. I'll give you guys when we're going to do our next little finance event. So we're going to meet and do a little finance thing, getting people ready for the new year. So anyways, we appreciate your time and attention.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you, as
and a
always.
Special thank you to our new sponsors, Kids in Capes, Inc., and First Command Financial. Please give them a call, Nick Poe, 904-296-8772. And Kids in Capes is www.kidsincapesinc.org.
We love you. Drive fast and take chances.
Seatbelts.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.